Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball, center field. That is going to do it and then some. Perkins walks it off against the Marlins. He touches first. Haas touches home. And the Brewers beat Miami 3-2.
That's how you lead into a big series with a walk-off win at AmFam. Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us on Mondays is the host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Well, better now.
Not bad.
After that game yesterday, that was a dandy there at the end.
That was everything they needed. They played 27 innings this weekend, and the first 25 were not Brewers baseball, and then the last two certainly were. So got themselves off the deck. Blake Perkins, man, I'm just so happy for him because it's been a really trying year for him, and with the shin fracture and, you know, thinking he was ready to go, but he wasn't. Then the body's not responding. And to just be a guy that wasn't on the starting lineup and to come in as a pinch runner, don't forget the stolen base in the eighth inning.
Yep.
And then, boom, he wins it in the ninth. You know, just the type of guy that's, you know, we're not supposed to pick favorites in the media, but he's certainly one of mine.
All right, so now we head into a huge series with the Cubs. Both teams tied for first place. Obviously, it's only July. So no matter what happens this week, isn't the end of the world. But, boy, it'd be nice to take the series.
Well, I'll counter you with this. I know you say it's only July, but it's already August on Friday.
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
It's not early. It's not – like, this is real. Like, this is your stretch days. Like, these count. Like, let's see what you got because, yes, a series win would be helpful. A series loss isn't the end of the world. It just makes things a little bit harder when you go down to Wrigley. To set the stage, the right now the season series has the Cubs up by one game. And the remaining eight games are going probably to decide, right? So it's two to three Cubs with the lead. You have first to seven wins the season series. And if these two teams are neck and neck down the stretch, that tiebreaker is going to be the difference of who's the division winner and likely getting a bye out of that wild card round and who's headed to that three-game wild card round where anything can happen. So it will feel like October here at AmFam tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And quite frankly, this is the real big litmus test heading into the trade deadline Thursday.
And bear in mind that five-game series coming up in Wrigley's because of that doubleheader after the rainout earlier. So that is going to be part of a 19-in-a-row stretch for the crew. It's going to be a rough one. Dom, great pitching matchup, though, tonight. We got the Miz, we got an all-star in Matthew Boyd. What are you watching for tonight?
Well, I'm watching for the underlying storyline of Matthew Boyd is the reason why Jacob Mizrowski got to pitch in the all-star game. Because Matthew Boyd, a 10-year veteran, he's had injuries, he's had a fine career, but this was his first ever all-star nod, and he turned it down. He didn't want to pitch in the game, and it went down to Jacob Mizrowski. So I find that pretty funny in my eyes. But what I'm looking out for, I think, you know, the fears all the years of Brewers against left-handed pitching has subsided for now because the Brewers, you know, are right under our noses, they have one of the best records in baseball against left-handed starting pitchers because their lineup actually is pretty optimized for left-handed starters, meaning that, hey, Caleb Durbin is much better against lefties than he is against righties. Jackson Curio is torching lefties this year. Yelly has no problem with lefties. Frelick has no problem with lefties. The Brewers are 20-10 against left-handed starters. That is the best record in baseball. So can they get to Matthew Boyd early? Because the Cubs had to deploy a lot of their bullpen over the weekend against the White Sox.
All right, the headline in SI.com, Brewers predicted to bring top slugger to Milwaukee in huge deadline heist. What does Milwaukee have in store for this week? So again, that's just clickbait.
But it's Sports Illustrated. RIP is the real Sports Illustrated as we once knew it, because that's probably generated by AI, if we're being honest. But the week that is ahead of us, to lay out what the Brewers are looking for, it's Eugenio Suarez or bust, in my opinion. They could make a bullpen move. I think that would be a very savvy thing for Matt Arnold to do. But quite frankly, the way that this lineup is constructed, they are pretty darn set on what they've got. But a rental like Eugenio Suarez and Eric Adam, I mean, I've been on this show saying that name for over a month now. Okay, yeah. So it's going to happen or it isn't, and it's not the end of the world if it isn't. But at the same time, man, I just look at this lineup, and I think of Gino, and I think of the way it could fit. You know, you have Gino and Durbin in there against lefties, maybe just Gino against righties, and you let it ride and have all this power all of a sudden coming here to Milwaukee. It's just, if it happens, cool. If it doesn't, it's not the reason they could or could not win the division.
But a rental certainly wouldn't be a horrible idea. I mean, we just saw CC go into the Hall of Fame this past weekend. Notable Milwaukee rental from 2008.
Yeah, I mean, how many people can name the prospects that were in that deal? You know, I think, you know, it's a different world now. We're a little more optimized. Everybody knows a little bit more about all these prospects these days. And Michael Brantley turned out to have a fantastic career, obviously. But at the same time, man, like, you got to crack an egg, make an omelet, to use a cliche. Like, if you... Let's be honest. If this is Brandon Woodruff's last year in a Brewers uniform, if you're thinking about trading Freddie Peralta, which I wouldn't do, but is always on the table, you're always listening to offers, why not blow it out big one more year to see what these guys can do all together in one more October?
Yeah, I keep going back to that too, Dom, is that they've had a great run. The Brewers have had a great run the last several years getting into the playoffs, and if there's an opportunity, and it always is going to hurt. If you're gonna, and I'm not suggesting trading Freddie, at least not now. Maybe that happens in the offseason, like you've suggested in the past. But if you got to send one of those young arms away, I mean, that's what you would have to do, right?
Yeah, that's what the Diamondbacks are looking for: young, controllable pitching, maybe some bullpen help too. But it's also a reminder: the reason why teams procrastinate to now is because the price changes daily. You know, and Gino's in a little bit of a funk right now, probably because of all these trade rumors. And his teammates are getting traded left and right. But, you know, if you wait to the end and the Diamondbacks are like, it's 2 a.m. at the bar, I'm feeling lonely, I need somebody, and the price goes down, and all of a sudden you get something that you may not have expected. So I think the Gino trade is going to not happen until Wednesday at the soonest, in my opinion, just from the people I've talked to in the industry.
Hey, Dom, real quick, it was Hall of Fame weekend this past Saturday. I mentioned CC going in along with Billy Wagner and then Ichiro Suzuki as part of the players class for Cooperstown. Ichiro, one of the all-timers in terms of hitting both in America and in Japan before he came over to the U.S. Is there a moment for you when you grew up, because that was around the timeline you would have been getting in, was there something about Ichiro's career that stuck with you over the years?
The throw to get David Justice in the Coliseum, his introduction to stateside baseball in that first series with the Mariners, and it just the laser beam that he showed off in right field. I was like, okay, yeah. Remember, Hideo Nomo had come over, obviously, but we had never seen position player, you know, an outfielder like Ichiro come over from Japan, and he credited Hideo Nomo in his Hall of Fame speech yesterday of just thank you for your courage because it gave me the courage to come over here and play my game. And I'll never forget that throw. And then 262 hits in 2004. That's a record that'll never be touched ever. Like that's insane. 262 hits in a season in modern baseball is absolutely mind-boggling. Just the best hitter to ever live, and I say that with no hesitation. The best hitter to ever live. Pete Rose is second, Ted Williams is third.
And he came with such a hype too. Like everyone knew who Ichiro was before he just showed up. It's not like he just was on the Mariners. Like that was a huge deal when he went over there and to come in and just own it. I mean, well done. What a career. All right, Dom, here we go. Big week. Appreciate it.
Let's have some fun.